Without her, not happening. No fucking way. Just seeing her face light up when she saw me made my day. My week. Hell, my entire fucking life. Jillian Murphy was all mine. All mine and Liam's, too. We live with her, claim her, keep her, cherish the fuck out of her, and never spend a night without her beside one of us. But first, she had to agree. Women. Chapter 1. Jill. I could hear my cell ringing from the depths of my purse, but I wasn't taking my hands off the steering wheel to search for it, no matter how eager I was to answer. Not with the snow on the road. The latest few inches were fresh and the plows had been through, but they didn't use salt or scrape all the way down to the pavement, so the streets of Rains were a hard crust of white until the spring thaw. And that wasn't for a few more months. A spot on the street was easy to find, and I pulled in and shut off the engine. I'd been in newer models that allowed a cell phone to sync into the dashboard for hand-free calling, but that wasn't something available in my older model SUV. It ran, had heat, which was great since it was close to zero, and it was mine free and clear. I dug through my purse, found the cell. I thought it might be Porter telling me he was running late because he was coming from work in Clayton, but it was Parker Drew instead. "You're going to talk to them, right?" she asked, not bothering with a warm-up hello. "No chickening out?" I rolled my eyes. "Yes, tonight's the night." "You sound a little panicked." "I am a little panicked," I admitted. "I mean, why shouldn't I be? It's not that often a guy gets told he's not enough, and that a woman wants him and his best friend." "Neither of them is going to think that," she countered. The butterflies in my stomach were telling me otherwise. "I hope not, but it's a possibility I could end up with neither of them." "Porter's a duke, and having two guys claim one woman is a duke thing. I mean, look at me." "You've got three," I corrected. She was dating, a very bland term for what she had going, Porter's cousin, Gus Duke, as well as two other guys, Kemp and Poe. "You've been upfront with them all along that you were interested in both of them. It's not like anyone can get away with dating two men at the same time on the sly in a town the size of Rains without them hearing about it." "I was dating Porter Duke and Liam Hogan, the new sheriff of Rains County. Right from the start, I told them I wanted to keep things casual, not exclusive. Well, I was exclusively dating the two of them, but not together. I'd been interested in being with both of them all along, together, but had no idea how to tell them that. I still didn't. But tonight, I was doing it anyway. I really liked them. No, I'd fallen hard. Not just for Porter or Liam, but for Porter and Liam. I worked too much to do anything but take it slow." I told her. I was a nurse and worked full-time at the hospital. 3 12-hour shifts in the recovery room at the beginning of the week. Then I co-shared a job at a doctor's office with a woman who just had a baby and wanted to cut back to part-time. It worked for both of us to split the full-time position, so I worked there Thursdays and Fridays. Dr. Metzger was a sweetheart and had talked to me about continuing my nursing education, but that wasn't going to happen. I didn't have time for that. Not much free time for anything beyond sleeping in, doing laundry, and errands. Especially not tons of time for a boyfriend. Or two. I had the hots for Porter and Liam, to put the feelings I had mildly, and I'd wanted to get to know both of them. They'd been receptive to fun, easy dates, and the fact that I was going out with the other. Over the past few months, we'd gone separately, to dinner, hiking, even bowling. Both were charming, sweet, successful men. Sexy, too. And I wanted both. Everything we did only confirmed that. Parker and her men proved that I could have both Porter and Liam, that my heart didn't have to settle. And she wasn't the only one. Ava, who ran the seed and feed, was engaged to Colton Ridge and Tucker Duke, another one of Porter's cousins. Two men. "Honey, glaciers move faster than you do," Parker added. I frowned at her words, although she couldn't see me. We'd been friends growing up.